From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's dog.
Okay, so our dog of the week is High Arctic Energy Services, HWO, on the TSX. The stock lost 8% on the week and is off just under 20% from recent highs. At one point, it had dropped 15% on the week before recovering. This is a company that we're very familiar with. In fact, it had been a strong performer in our Focus Buy portfolio for our small cap research and our hybrid portfolio for our dividend stock research. And this was in a weak oil market over the past several years. It still performed very well. We recently recommended selling positions in the stock when the shares were at the $6.20 range, providing gains of over 200% since our original recommendation to clients. So what led to the drop this week? Well, it was the fourth quarter results. Well, revenue for the fourth quarter increased 7% to $62 million from $58 million in the same quarter last year. Adjusted EBITDA actually declined 12% to $18.3 million from $20.8 million in the fourth quarter last year. And the drop was due to reduced activity from High Arctic's drilling services segment. So the drop in EBITDA near term was part of the reason we recommended selling the shares and crystallizing our excellent profits. For its industry, we still think that High Arctic is doing a really good job of managing through a tough period, and it does hold one of the best balance sheets in its segment. But we don't see the need for a lot of energy exposure right now, given the recent pullback in oil prices and the low activity levels that we're seeing in the sector in Western Canada and throughout North America. We also note that management appears to be eager to continue its acquisition path and may look to add another Canadian service business over the near term. They did a major acquisition for them about a year ago, and they'll probably do another one soon, or they'll be looking to do another one is what we think. So this may be a long-term positive for the company, but if you're in the camp that believes that energy prices are going to recover soon, but in the near term, I would say that acquiring another service company that is going to likely have low utilization is going to just continue to reduce the margins for High Arctic overall. So we'll continue to monitor the stock again for potential entry points when oil recovers, but right now we don't see any sustainable indicators of that, so we're just going to stay on the sidelines.